Privileged and an honor to be able to be here tonight, and we just thank the Lord for this opportunity He's given us. We appreciate your pastor, and we're certainly thankful that our paths were able to cross and meet. And it's a joy just to be able to meet brothers and sisters in Christ and be able to talk about the Lord along the journey of life. And we thank God for that. And again, we appreciate this opportunity and a privilege. We certainly desire your prayers as we try to stand tonight for just a few minutes, that the Lord might take and use us just in a way that would be pleasing to Him. That's our desire tonight, that God would use us and that God might get glory and honor out of it. And something that we say tonight, that it might be a help, that it might be a strength to you tonight. That's what our desire is. But again, we appreciate the singing very much. We appreciate the singers. I give Beth a pretty hard time for us. Sometimes it seems like it's hard to get our appointments together and so on, but we appreciate them very much. And again, we appreciate each one through the church. And a lot of you, I know, and some of you, I know faces and may not put the names there with it. Names is always a pretty hard thing for me. I can remember faces, but I can't remember names a lot of time. But we appreciate each one. And again, just counting it an honor to be here tonight. We're going to be turning to the third chapter of the book of Acts and reading a verse in the third chapter of the book of Acts tonight. And then we'll probably be going to the book of Jeremiah, being the Lord and being our helper tonight and for us bringing the message. And again, we just desire your prayers tonight that God would use us. And as you think about it, as we think about this time and we think about the celebration of our Independence Day that we just came through, and I'm thankful that I live in America, and I still believe it's the greatest nation there is to live in. America's not perfect. America's got a lot of things wrong with it, but I'm thankful that I live in this country, and I'm thankful for God's blessings, that God's hand has been upon our nation, and I praise God, and I thank Him for it. And as we think about it, and maybe I'll just share just a few little thoughts before we even read any tonight, but I believe we're living in a time when God's not pleased with America also. I believe there's things that's wrong in America, and I also believe it's easy to point fingers. And I believe we as a church are guilty of pointing fingers and blaming where we blame our politicians or whatever it might be here in life. We point fingers a lot of times, and we preached this morning at the church, and David, thinking about David. But there's some things in David's life that David done, and the Lord said He was displeased with the things that David done. He was displeased. I believe the Lord looks down at America today, and I believe He's displeased at some of the things that America has done. So things is going on. But I also believe we as a church, we want to point fingers. But I believe we have to look at ourselves before we point fingers at anyone else. Before we point fingers at our politicians or anyone else. And you know, why is America in the shape it is? I believe a lot of it is because we've sat down. We've stood still. And we've not done, or we've not stood up for the Lord like we ought to. And I believe that one of the greatest things that we fail and do, the Bible teaches me that we're to pray for the leaders of our nation. We're to pray for them. And a lot of times we'll sit back and say, we can't do anything. We're just one, or we're just small. I don't see anywhere through the Bible that God took a large group to get the things done that He needed. God's able to take little and make much out of it. Amen. If we're just willing. And I believe our greatest resource is prayer. Yes, sir. That's our greatest resource. And I believe prayer will reach out further than any of us can ever reach out. And I believe America fails to pray for their leaders like we ought to. And I'm talking about the children of God now. I'm talking about those that's born again. I believe you have to be born again before you can get in touch with God. And before your prayers is going to reach out. Listen, for a lost person, the prayer that God hears, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe we have to have our life. And listen, God doesn't bless over sin, folks. I believe if we want the blessings of God, we've got to get sin out of our life. Amen. And we've got to confess of our sins and ask God to forgive us. Amen. As we go here in this life, we all fail. And we all come short of the glory of God. Yes, sir. We all make mistakes. But aren't you glad that He said if we'd come confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us for our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A lot of times in life, we fail to confess our sins, but we are just like David. We try to cover them up.
Yes,
we try to push them aside, or we try to run from our sins.
Yes,
you cannot run from sin.
Amen.
You cannot cover sin up. You cannot hide sin.
Amen.
The only thing that will cover sin is the blood of the precious
Amen.
Lamb of God. And if we come before God and get it under the blood,
yes.
I'm glad that sin is forgiven.
Amen.
I'm glad it can cast it away
yes,
as far as the east is from the west.
Yes,
he can put it in the sea of forgiveness. He can put it behind His back.
Amen.
But it's only the blood that will cover sin.
Amen.
And it's we as a church, we need to realize that we've got a responsibility
yes,
in this world that we're living in. We've got a responsibility to stand up for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're living in a world that's compromised so much upon the Word of God.
Yes,
compromise, give in, and let down. And we've got so many churches, and we might well have to say it, they got a form and a fashion,
yes,
but the power of God is not in. They've compromised so much on the Word of God that the power is moved out. Oh, how we need to stand. I believe if there's ever a time we need to stand for God and stand up for His Word, it's in this day and hour that we're living in. We need to stand up. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father. We need not to be ashamed of God, but we need to stand up. We need not to be ashamed that we've been saved, born again, know Jesus Christ is our Savior. We need to be willing to proclaim it. Most of all, our life needs to show it.
Amen.
Our life needs to show. People over there took notice of Peter and John when they came down off the mountain. They said they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they took notice they'd been with a man called Jesus.
Amen.
I believe our life ought to show
Amen.
That we met a man called Jesus one day.
Amen.
And we asked Him into our heart and life, and we become that new creature in Christ Jesus. And I praise God for it. But in the third chapter of the book of Acts, we'd like to read the 19th verse. I'll start out with, He said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshings shall come from the presence of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, our Heavenly Father, as we do come before You again this day, Lord, again we come with a thankful heart. We come with an humble heart tonight, God. God, accounting it a privilege, Lord, that You've given us to be able to stand one more time. We thank You for this church. We thank You for the pastor, Lord, for each one that makes up the body. And Lord, we just pray Thy blessings upon them. And God, as we do come before You tonight, God, we ask, Lord, God, that You might just look down upon us tonight, God, that You might touch us. God, that You'd anoint and God, You hide us behind the cross. God, that You'd speak the words that is needed here this night, Lord. We know and realize that we're nothing, neither can we do anything within ourselves. But it's through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. And God, You just touch. And God, You use us, Lord, for Your glory and for Your honor. And Lord, we'll give You the praise and honor for it all. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we think about this chapter here in the book of Acts, and this was a time in Peter and his life there when Peter and them had after the crucifixion of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the day of Pentecost. And it comes a time that Peter and John here started to go up into the temple. And there, as they started to go up into the temple, there was a man sitting there by the wayside begging alms for them. And he looked upon them expecting silver or gold, expecting the riches of this world there. Peter said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give You in the name of Jesus. There. And Peter had something that was more important than that of silver and gold. And as he gave him that, and the man began to give his strength. He had been lame, he'd been crippled there and unable to walk. But after Peter spoke to him, he received strength in his ankle bones. And he began to get up and he began to leap and began to praise the Lord. And people didn't understand this. They didn't understand. They were greatly amazed, as the Bible said, and wondering, greatly wondering what was going on with this man, because they knew he was lame. there and was unable to walk. And as they began to do that, Peter began to speak to them and said, "You look upon us as though we've done some great thing." Peter said, "We haven't done any great thing." And he said, "Here, it's the one that you denied, the Holy One, the one that you denied, and the one that you crucified there," speaking to him. But he said, "You denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murder to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witness there." Peter began to explain to him for us about Jesus Christ and how they had crucified him, how they had done away. And he said, "It's in His name, through faith in His name, have made this man strong, whom you see and know. Ye, the faith which is by Him, have given Him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all there." I'm glad that God can change our lives. He said, "Behold, all things become new, a new creature in Christ Jesus." We become that new person in Christ Jesus there. And as Peter began to speak to him, he said, "And now, brethren, I would that through ignorance you did it, and did also your rulers." Peter is simply saying, you really didn't know what you were doing. You didn't really know what you were doing. And I believe we're all in that condition at one time. We didn't really know what we're doing. But aren't you glad that God came by one day, threw Him by the Holy Spirit, and convicted your heart and helped you see that you was lost and undone in need of a Savior. And when you called upon Him, that He came into your life and made a new person out of it. But Peter began to speak here, and he said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Where does our blessings come from? Where does our refreshings come from? They come from the presence of the Lord. But I'm afraid a lot of times in life we're not in the condition to receive the blessings that God has in store for us. God blesses us along through life and lifts us off. And sometimes, I believe sometimes the only time we really get blessed when somebody else's cup is running over. Somebody else runs over and we catch a little bit of the run over. I don't want the run over. I want my cup filled up. I want my cup filled up with the blessings of God. We are to be desiring the blessings of God. We are to be desiring the refreshings that come from the presence of the Lord. And the way that we receive those refreshings is by living close to God. Living close to Him and being right in a place where God can speak to us and God can touch our hearts and our lives. I'm glad that He can fill us up with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory there. It's joy that the world don't understand. It's joy that the world didn't know about. But that's what God can put within our heart if we're just where God wants to be. As we turn to the 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, and it's very familiar scriptures there, as the Lord began to speak unto Jeremiah. And these words there, He spoke unto Jeremiah. He said, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." I'm glad, first of all, that I went down to the potter's house one day. I'm glad that God done a work. He spoke here concerning a work that the potter done. As the potter began to work on this vessel, he said, Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrote a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was mired in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make it. I'm glad, thank God, that I wasn't a vessel fit for anything one day. But I'm glad, thank God, I went down to the potter's house, and the potter began to do a work on me. And thank God he made a vessel out of me, was a fit subject for the kingdom of God. I listen tonight, church, if we've been saved and been born again, this body that we have right here, it's a temple of God. It's a habitation for the Holy Spirit of God to dwell in. And we need to keep this temple humble in the condition that God might dwell within us, and that God might speak to our heart, and that He can get in touch with God as we go along through this life, and that God might give down the repressions that come from the presence of the Lord. But He went down and He began to watch the potter there do the vessel. And how did He do the vessel? Listen, He makes the vessel, He begin to put it on the wheel. If you watch the potter, and He begins to spin, and He puts His hand on the inside, and He works from the inside out, and He begins to change that vessel, and He makes it a vessel that's good to look upon, a vessel that He is pleased with. I'm glad the Lord, thank God, He begins to work on the heart, and He works from the inside out. Listen, when God gets in the inside, and God begins to work with the heart and begin to speak there, I believe it's going to show on our outward appearance there. I believe our life's going to change. I believe the style, the things that we once wanted to do, we won't want to do anymore. The things that we didn't want to do, we'll want to do again. When God does the work on our heart there, and He begins to work, and I'm glad He doesn't just quit there. I'm glad the Bible said the inward man is renewed day by day. This outward appearance, it's going to perish. It's going to wear out. It's going to go down. But that on the inward side, thank God, He renews it day by day here in this life. I'm glad that God's Spirit, it doesn't wear out. It's new every day here in this walk of life. And God doesn't quit working on us, but He keeps on working on us as we go along through this walk of life. God did there. But He went on and He said, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel." We're in the hand of the Lord tonight. And God's able to do. Listen, where does our breath lie tonight? Where does our strength lie tonight? It's in the hand of the Lord. It's not our own. A lot of times we want to give ourselves credit for a lot of things. A lot of times we'll let that little eye get in the way. A lot of time, eye's not nothing. Eye's not done anything. It's God working through us and God giving to us. God's able to do, but we need to get self out of the way and just let the Holy Spirit of God get in the way, and then we can receive from that from God as we look there. But He spoke in our heart, said, "I cannot do." And I began to think, and I began to think upon these Scriptures one day. And I began to think, and the Lord just began to speak to our hearts and give us some things to think about concerning a vessel. One day up to church, one of the Sunday school teachers came out, and she had a little vessel and things that she'd been using in Sunday school in her class, teaching one of the kids, and she was talking about that, and she was showing it to me. And as she was showing it to me, she had several other things in her hand, and she dropped that vessel, and it broke part of it and chipped it there. And as I began to think about that and began to think about other things and about the vessel, and the Lord would give me a message here concerning this, and I'm thinking about it. And listen, church, listen, God makes a vessel that'll shine. God makes a vessel that'll shine there. And we can shine for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I believe there's some work that we have to do to be able to shine for God. I got to thinking about a vessel, and we get to thinking about it there. And I'm thinking about it. One day as my wife, she was dusting the furniture and doing all those things and cleaning the house, as most of you ladies I know, and things of all that. Listen, if you don't clean the house, if you don't dust it, boy, it's going to get all covered over, ain't it? That's shiny is going to look dull. It's going to look dull there because you neglect it there. And I'm afraid we, a lot of times as Christians, we neglect our vessel and we don't get it shined, keep it shined up for the Lord. Listen, tonight, church, I believe we need to keep our vessel shined up for the Lord. Listen, I'm afraid there's too many people today that are sitting on a church pew. All you do, you come and fill your time when it's the time appointed for you to come into church, and you don't really get all into the service there. Listen, I believe it's time that we need to put our all into the service there. I believe it's important that we come to the house of God. Listen, why? That we might hear the Word of God. Listen, our faith is increased by the hearing of the Word of God, that we can increase, that we can grow in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ. But we need to keep our vessel. Listen, we need to keep our vessel shined for the Lord. We need to keep it shined up that when we walk outside the doors, when we go on our job, whenever we go, or what are we doing in life there, that people notice that we've been with a man called Jesus. They notice, listen, we're living in a time when there's too much of the world brought into the church and not the church taken out into the world. Listen, I believe we need to leave the world outside the church. I believe we need to get back to the place that God would have us to, and that we can take the world out into the church. Jeremiah said also in another place, he said to seek out the old paths. And when you seek out the old paths, to walk therein, which is the good way. It's a good way. We're hunting for modern things. We're hunting for new ways. We don't need any ways. We need to just get back to the way. Back to the way of the cross and Jesus Christ, and walking and following the way that He would have. He said He'd set before us example, and we're to follow that. And our lives ought to be an example that others might follow us along through life. We're letting too much dust get on the vessel. We need to keep the vessel shined up. We need to keep it shining for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And listen, I don't believe we need to just go to church when it's convenient, when there's nothing else in the world going on. I believe we need to be faithful unto the church. And I know you are, and I know you've got faithful people here. But we need to be faithful. Listen, if we're faithful to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it ain't hard to be faithful to the church.
Amen.
It ain't hard to be faithful to our companions if we're faithful to God.
Amen.
If we stay faithful to Him, we can be faithful servants of God. We can be servants that God can use as we go along here in this life. We can use. Listen, we need to keep that vessel shined up. We need to keep the dust off the vessel. We don't need. I told him up the church, God don't need any whatnots. He don't need any ornaments to sit on the pews. Thank God, God needs servants, folks. God needs people that's willing to serve God, willing to let their light shine for Jesus Christ out here in the world. And God wants people that's dedicated to Him and to His service. When God said to give all, He meant all. He didn't mean part way, but God expects us to give our all unto Him. He give it all. He said, forsake father and mother, forsake all, and seek the Lord first. Put God first in our life.
Amen.
Put Him first and let God work through our lives. And if we'll put God first, then we can shine for the Lord.
Amen.
We need to hear the Word of God. Listen, we need to hear the Word of God that we can keep the dust off. If we're not, listen, we're away from God, we're from out of the Word. Listen, the dust begin to move on. You give the devil opportunity, and boy, he's going to slip in. You give him opportunity, and he's going to slip in. Listen, we don't need to give him opportunity. He's going to fight. He's going to work hard enough without you giving him opportunity. It's important again in our lives. David in another place, David over there, when he went down to the battle of the Philistines, his brothers began to make fun of him and wonder why he is down there, wonder why he'd even want to stand against the giant. David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? We as older ones, we as older Christians and others, look around today. Is there not a cause? Is there not a need to stand for Jesus Christ? Listen, sometimes all we want to do is think about self. But look around. Look around at our younger generation. Look around at our children. Listen, I believe we need to be setting examples. I believe we need to be walking some footsteps that they can follow in.
Amen.
They can follow in as we go here in this line. There is a cause. There's a need to serve the Lord. There's a need to send Him. Listen, the Bible said, broad is the way that leadeth down to destruction, and many be found thereon. There's a broad road out there that's leading people to destruction. That's taking people away from God and taking them down to the devil's hell. Oh, it's important that we walk the straight and the narrow way, that people might see. Listen, the Bible said to come out from amongst the world and be your separate people. We're living in a time, and I don't think you do, but if you agree with me or don't agree with me, that's all right. It don't make any difference. But they're substituting a lot of things and calling it worshiping God.
Yes,
they're bringing a lot of things into the church. And I don't care if you don't like it or not. I don't believe this contemporary music, this rock gospel, all the time, I don't believe it's got any place in the house of God. I don't believe it's got any place there, folks. Again, the Bible said to come out from amongst the world and be a separate people. We've got those that's just falling into this hand and foot, getting numbered, taking young people into it. God help them. That's all I can say. Just God help them. God open their eyes. Get them to see. Listen, they're going through a form and a fashion and calling it worshiping God. Calling it worshiping God. He said if you worship Him, you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's the only way that we can worship God. We can't worship God through the world and the things of the world. We've got to come out from those and let them. But we need to keep our vessels shined up for the Lord. And then I begin to think about that vessel. Listen, you can drop that vessel and it might crack a little. And you know, it may not bust, but it show a little crack. And I'm thinking about the clay. And boy, I thought about that and thinking about that. You can take that vessel and it might crack it, and that crack might show. But you can take that vessel and you can take a little clay or a little crayon or something on that, and you can work on that crack and you can shine that thing up, and you'll never know it. Lord, we might make fails. We might fall once in a while here in this life. We may crack once in a while. But boy, aren't you glad we've got a potter that can fix that crack up. He can shine that crack back up and He can make it look brand new. There's too many times in life we'll fail and we'll make a mistake. And rather than admitting that mistake or rather asking God to forgive, we'll try to hide or try to cover it up. We need to just come to God and let God take and fix that crack. Let Him shine it back up. And God can shine it up and it'll look like it's brand new again. That's what my God is. And I thought about that vessel as Dorothy dropped it up there and she took it home. And I even went and looked for another one like it. I was going to get her another one. I thought, well, if I could find one, I'd get her another one because she was showing me that. And it broke. And I felt bad about that. But she took it home and she said she took it home and she got the glue out and everything and she began to get all those pieces and she put it back together and fixed it all back up. And she said it's just like brand new. Listen, boy, sometimes we as a church, sometimes we'll stumble and we'll fall and we'll break. We'll break. Sometimes, listen, we'll get away from God and we'll get back a backslide or whatever we want to do here in life. We'll get away from God and we'll break. And we don't look fit for anything. But thank God, I'm glad I can go back down to the potter's house there. And thank God, I'm glad I've got a potter. He's got some glue. He's got some paint, whatever he needs. Thank God, he can take and put it all back together. And we can look brand new again. That's my God, and that's what He's able to do. If we'll just be honest with God, listen, what does God desire from a child of God? He desires a sincere and an honest heart. That's what God wants from us, you and I. And when we fail, He don't want us to try to hide. He don't want to try to put it under the rug or anything else. But He just wants us to ask for help from Him. And God is able to help us there. He said, cast your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. I'm glad I've got a God that cares for me. He cares about my problems. He cares about the things that I go through here in this life. And if I'll put it in His hands, He's able to take care of it tonight. Too many times we want to work it out our way. We want to do it this way or that way. And it don't work. We get in worse shape each time we do. But we'll just put it in God's hand and patiently wait upon the Lord. Thank God, aren't you glad? We got a God that's able to take care of whatever we have here in this life. He'll take care of it. And He'll fix it. And when He fixes it, thank God He does it right. He does it right. When God fixes it, it doesn't look like a patched up thing. God does it right. He can make it right when it's in His hands. But we need to just put it in the Lord's hand. We trust Him. He went on and he asked the people here as Jeremiah began to tell them about God. And he said, if a nation against whom I have pronounced a turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Listen, I believe America, if they repent, turn from evil, God's hand can be back upon America. God's hand can be back upon America. And God will bless again. Listen, we're living in a time a lot of people say in the church, I'm talking about the church, we're guilty. And preachers are about as guilty as anybody that could be. Well, it's too late to have a revival. We can't have a revival. We can't have revivals like we once did. God hasn't changed, folks.
Amen.
He's still the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. God's not changed. I know we're living in these last days. I know we're living in time when things is going around. But folks, God's not changed. God's not changed. What did He say in Chronicles there? If My people, which are called by My name, shall humble their face, seek Him, turn from their wicked ways, then would they hear from heaven, and He would heal their land.
Amen.
He's still the same God. He's never broke a promise.
That's right.
He'll never break a promise. But if we'll turn back to God where we ought to be, God's able to still bless.
Amen.
God's still able to touch hearts and lives. Aren't you glad God's still saving souls?
Amen.
God's still touching. And I believe God can turn America around. But where does it start? It doesn't start in Washington.
Right.
It doesn't start in Raleigh.
Right.
It doesn't start over here at the courthouse.
Right.
I believe it starts right here, folks.
Amen.
Judgment must begin at the house of God.
Right.
Judgment must begin at the house of God. We're the Lord's got to start there. We've got to start. We get our place, fill our place, and doing that we're supposed to be doing, praying, seeking God, not being ashamed of Him, but standing up. God's able to work. God's able to work, and He can work, and He will work if we'll do our part. But He went on here and He talked about, and He said, repent, and also about a nation, listen again to others. But He went down to the 12th verse there, and Jeremiah began to speak to him. And what did the people say? He said, and they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. The people said there's no hope. Not God. God didn't say there weren't no hope. We're living, I believe, a lot of America is giving up. Giving up. There's no hope. But there's hope if we'll turn back to God.
Amen.
And put God first in our lives. Seek Him. Seek the Lord. What does it mean to really seek God? It don't mean to just kneel down or bow your head and da, 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 and then it's up and gone.
That's right.
I believe it's from the heart, folks.
Amen.
We've got to get back just from the heart. Get back to the heart. A lot of times, and I even tell the folks up to church, don't hear me with your ears. Don't just listen with your ears. Open your heart up and let God speak to your heart. What I say and what I hear, what you hear coming out of my voice, you can hear with your ears. But what God speaks to you, you need to open your heart. Let God speak to your heart. That's how God speaks to us. It's through the heart. He works with us and He speaks in that heart there. Too many times we hear with our ears and our hearts closed and we don't hear God. I used to be a group of singers and I taught one of the singers. He worked for me a little bit for a while there. And boy, they'd go sing. I hope you ain't like that, Eric. On that, they'd go sing somewhere and the preacher would get up and pray. He'd tell me the next day, boy, the preacher laid it on them. The preacher laid it on them. Never did preach to him, but he laid it on them. You know, he laid it on him. And I'm afraid a lot of times that's what we hear when we hear the preacher preach. Boy, he got them. What about you? What about you? You've heard preachers say, I don't want to step on your toes, or want to step on your toes. I don't want to touch your toes. I want to hit your heart.
Amen.
I want to hit you right in the heart
where
God can do a work then.
Amen.
I ain't worried about the toes. That doesn't make any difference.
Right.
But get you in the heart.
Yes, sir.
And that's what God's Word to do.
Yes, sir.
If we'll open up and just receive God's Word. Listen. And I'm not preaching to Tom or to Eric or somebody else. I'm preaching directly to you if you hear my voice.
Amen.
I'm preaching directly to you. It's not to somebody else. And listen, I'm glad the Word of God doesn't leave the preachers out either.
Amen.
It doesn't leave us out.
Amen.
We're not above nobody.
Yes, sir.
And I'm glad God's Word, it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
It cuts both the coming and going.
Yes, sir.
God's Word. We need to just receive the Word of God. And listen, there is hope. We preached a message sometime. We haven't preached in a long time. When there is no hope, there's still hope. When it seems there is no hope, there's still hope.
Yes, sir.
We look around at the world, it may seem like there's no hope. Thank God. Jesus ain't stepped out on the clouds of glory yet.
Yeah. Amen.
there's still hope.
Amen.
There's still hope. And we need to trust Him. We need to hold on to Him. Look to Him. Let God. If you've got things in your life, if there's things in your life, don't just let it go. Don't just ignore it. Don't just let it go. I'm a little goody two shoes. I don't need to go to the altar or anything else like that. Get it off.
Yes, sir.
If it's God's peace of your heart, don't be ashamed to use the altar. I've preached in churches, and probably Brother Sonny has too, and different things. Boy, some of those older Christians thought it was awful to go to the altar.
Yeah.
What was the altar for? The altar's for the child of God.
It always has.
What did Abraham do the first thing that he done? He built an altar that he could go to pray. The altar's for the church. I believe we ought to be willing to use this altar. I believe we ought to have a altar at home, a place where we can get away and call upon God. There's nothing wrong with going to the altar. When we make mistakes, that's where we ought to be. When we got burdens, that's where we ought to take them. We ought to take them back to the cross. We ought to be ashamed to use the altar. Because that God gave it to us. And that's where we can get in touch with God. I'm not saying you can't pray elsewhere, but don't be ashamed of your altar.
That's right.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to use the altar. Somebody else looks at you and wonder what they've done wrong. You can just pray for them and let God touch their heart. Because they ought to be on the altar too.
Yeah.
They ought to be on it too. Listen, don't be ashamed. When things happen in our life, don't just carry it around. Listen, we make mistakes, we fail, and we try to carry it around, what does it do? It just drags us down. It just drags us down. You ain't got a smile. Everybody you with, you're miserable, making them miserable too. Just get things out of the way. Thank God you can smile. When things are falling apart, you can look up, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Boy, I'm glad that's what my Savior does for me. Thank God. Isn't it peaceful with God? It's peaceful with God if we're where we ought to be with God.
Amen.
Where we ought to be. I'm glad, thank God, that God done a work in my life one day. He made me new. He made me a vessel. I'm not worthy for this flesh, but I was made worthy.
Amen.
By the blood.
Amen.
Of the Lamb of God. I was made worthy by Him. God done a work in my life. And I was made a fit subject for the kingdom of God because of that blood. Not because of anything that I've done, but it's because of the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. And because I repented, you don't hear much repentance preached anymore. You don't hear much repentance preached anymore. But He said, repent, be ye therefore converted, that your sins may be blotted out.
Amen.
When the times of refreshings shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Listen. Sometimes we'll get in a condition. Now, I hope nobody's in that condition. You wouldn't know when the Lord pies by if it wasn't for somebody else getting stirred up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Listen, we ought to be there. We know when God passes by.
Amen.
We ought to be able to feel His presence, that we might receive the refreshings that God has in store. We need refreshings. Boy, this world's dragged you down in a hurry.
Yes, sir.
It'll drag you down in a hurry. The problems and trials of this life, boy, they'll drag you down in this life we're living in. But boy, I'm glad I can get refreshed from God. I'm getting refreshed. A lot of people don't see the need of a Sunday night service. A lot of people don't see the need of a Wednesday night service. Boy, in this old world we're living in, I need a little encouragement along through the middle of the week that I can face on through the days. God can speak to our hearts. We need to be faithful. We need to be dedicated to God. Listen, if you've got dust on your vessel tonight, I believe God can dust it. And I believe the way to keep it off is to be faithful. Be faithful unto God. Be faithful unto the church. Listen. Jesus said not to forget to assemble ourselves together.
That's right.
As many will, as you see the latter days approaching. Listen, I believe it's important, together with God's people,
yes, sir,
that we can fellowship, enjoy, hear the Word of God, that we can stay clean for God. And then when we fail, we have a crack. Well, we got a potter that can take care of it. When we fail, we break. When we just make a mistake. I've seen so many times in pastoring church and in ministry, tragedy or things come into a home, whether it be separation or things did happen. But I've seen so many times the first thing that happens, they let up on church. They give up on church. Give up on God. Well, that's when we really need to draw closer. That's really when we need to grow closer. When problems of life come, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't let the devil win. Get closer to God. If we fall, we break, we get broken up, that's when we need to come to God.
Yes, sir.
God can make things better.
Amen.
Listen, things in life may not go just the way we want to. May not happen just the way we want to. Listen, if God closes one door, He's going to open another one. He's going to open another.
That's right.
Just be faithful. Just trust Him. Trust God. God will take care of it. If you'll trust Him, be faithful to Him. It may not be just like we want it to. Problem. There's not any of us in life that's not faced some problems in life. And a lot of time we'll face, whether it's giving up a loved one, where we'll face sickness, different things. Sometimes the tragedy is hard, isn't it? Sometimes the burden, the load gets heavy. But boy, I'm glad Jesus will be there.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad His grace is sufficient for whatever we go through. I'm glad He gave me a promise. He said He wouldn't put more upon me than that I'd be able to bear.
That's right.
Sometimes we think we can't bear it. Sometimes we think we can't carry the load. Thank God we've got a burden bearer.
Yeah.
We've got someone who can carry the load for us if we'll just stay close to Him.
Yes.
We'll trust Him. It may not seem like we want it, but God will take care of it. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end. God's going to be there. And boy, when we fall, I'm glad His hand reaches down farther than we can reach up. God will reach up and He'll lift us up if we'll just trust Him. If we'll just trust Him. Sometimes we may fall, but He'll pick us back up, set us back on the rock. Thank God. God has set us to where we can walk the way that God would have us to. Don't let the devil beat you up. You put it in God's hands. Trust God. And God will take care. And again, there's none of us without sin. There's none of us without failing in life. But boy, again, I'm glad I've got a Savior. He said, little children, I will you sin not. But if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father.
Right.
Propitiation for our sins. He's there. When we fail, He knew we'd fail. He knew we'd come short. Again, He said, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's God's Word. And God will do that. We'll ask the singer to forget another song, if you would. We feel like that's the message that God's laid on our heart tonight. God laid on our heart. Listen tonight. I don't know your life. I don't know your heart. Don't know anything about it. But if you've just going through a form and a fashion tonight, wouldn't it be nice to get back in all the way?
Yes, sir.
If your vessel just got dusted over and not a shining too good, boy, wouldn't it be a good time to get it polished up?
Right.
Get it shined up. If there's something in your life, whether it's cracked, broken, or whatever, boy, wouldn't it be a good time to get it put back together?
Right.
God can do that tonight. You know He can do it. But most of all, He wants to do it. God wants to do it. God wants to. God wants us to be happy, folks. God wants us to enjoy our Christian life. God wants us to smile when all the world's in a turmoil out here. God wants us to smile. We can do it. Just staying close to Jesus. Just staying close to Him. Knowing, thank God, The best is yet to come.
Amen.
The best is yet to come. Thank God. I'm glad He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. If I go, I will come again and to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's a promise, folks. That's a promise. A place where there'll never be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. Be joy and peace throughout all eternity. Boy, thank God. It's worth living for God right here, but the best is yet to come.
Yes, sir.
We've got the best to look forward to. Let us stand. If the Lord spoke to your heart as they get a song ready tonight,
number 354, I surrender all.
This altar, anything. Again, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed.
354.
God spoke to your heart.
All to Jesus.